This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There's no doubt that life's full of challenges of one kind or another. We just can't escape that. But the interesting thing is that some people appear to meet the challenges with confidence and others struggle. So why is that? Now, maybe your background's got something to do with that. Resilience is another factor. You could be the type who bounces back quite easily and others don't. I think that most of us are capable of achieving something significant in life, but we get held back. It might be this fear of moving forward and this lack of confidence. So I'm talking today about this self-confidence. It really is a personal matter, isn't it? An inner feeling that we can face today and the world we live in with some degree of confidence. It's what we believe that really matters, regardless of what others think about you. And does it really matter what people think about you anyway? Now, we talk about the energy level that we need to have to accomplish a certain goal or a dream in spite of the obstacles, if it's worth doing. Well, it's sometimes difficult. You've got to just keep going. And I find it interesting that when you're confident in yourself, others will be confident in you as well. And often new opportunities will open up. I'm sure that you know that doubt is the opposite of confidence. If you've got serious doubts about your own abilities, then of course you'll be limited to what you can do. Many of us are afraid to go further in life for fear of failure, and it's difficult for others to put their confidence in you if you doubt yourself. So how is your level of self-esteem? Is the past, for example, a problem for you? If you've repeatedly failed, it will become harder to be more confident. So don't allow the past or the present to rob you of your own level of confidence. You may have had some very painful experiences. I don't know what you've been through, but maybe years ago, perhaps as you're growing up into adulthood, or something happened that you feel crushed in yourself, in your spirit. But did you know that God's promises are for you a bright future? That God has promised for you, He has certain promises that only apply to you, and that the trials you might have had are not permanent. What about your close friends? Are you prepared to get close to people and to ask for their honest feedback? Now, these precious people who can talk with you in those private, quiet moments, just you and that person, and they respect you, they look up to you, that's a great help, and it's a potential boost to your own level of self-confidence. What about this thing we often talk about, self-talk? You know, this is the communication that no one else sees or hears, the silent conversation with yourself. And if you say to yourself, I'm an idiot, no one's going to believe in me, you're hardly going to feel very positive about yourself, are you? And I mean, what are you expecting in life anyway? Are you realistic enough, or are you trying to be perfect? You're not perfect. And this is not going to work. Don't set yourself up for failure. Try and have a more reasonable expectation of yourself. Well, God has promised in the Bible to actually turn the situation around. Who wants to face each day with confusion? One of our problems is we live in this instantaneous modern society and we expect everything to be quick and easy. And if it's not resolved quickly, we kind of leave it and move on to something else. And it's difficult to have that patience, isn't it, to stay with a problem till we see a breakthrough. And that's why we need God's help. There's a wonderful verse in the Bible from Isaiah 41, verse 10. This is it. Do not fear. This is God's word through the prophet Isaiah. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I'll strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, God is never in a hurry. He doesn't quit or run out of patience. He will deal with us about one particular item. But look, He won't leave us for very long, and He will continually check on you to see how you're going. Put your confidence in God, not in yourself. So how do you build up this thing called God confidence? By choosing to trust God no matter what you feel. I'm afraid, Lord, but I can choose you, to trust you in this situation, and God will help us. Keep your eye on Jesus, and He will, of course, help you through. God might surprise you. There could be things around the corner that you really had no idea. God will help you. Lord, thank you that we can face up to life, not in our own confidence, but in your eternal and loving confidence. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.